My dog snuggles in my bed because he loves me. My cat leaps onto the bed because it loves my bed. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Inspiration. My dog snuggles into my bed because he loves me. My cat leaps onto the bed because it loves my bed. Are you a cat or a dog? What kind of a person are you? Are you the kind of person that builds up relationships for your convenience? Or do you build up relationships out of a deep love for yourself and for everyone that you create in your world? You say, of course, I have a deep love for myself and everyone I create in my world, but hardly, you know. A lot of people are like cats. They go and get the attention they want, and when they're done, they walk away, and they don't say goodbye, they don't say fare thee well, they don't say anything. They just go off and do what they want to do. And you reach down and pet them, and they'll lay on their back and say, pet me. And you reach down again, and up, they're gone and swooped away as though you don't even exist. Now, people are like that too. They come and get what they want, and then they dash away. They come and make a lovely presence. You know, cats are beautiful beings. They come in and they just hog the attention. I was at an INTA meeting one time, and they had a curtain. From behind the curtain, there were lights shining on the curtain to make it bright and charming, you know. Well, somehow a cat got into the theater, and it walked behind the curtain with the light shining on it, casting it across that curtain. It was not planned, but it was certainly quite something, quite dramatic. And everyone, ooh, ah, you know, this giant cat walking across the back of the screen there, the curtain that was shining. And I thought, no, the cat just wanted attention. And he got attention. And we are oftentimes like the cat. We want what we want, but are we willing to pay the price that is necessary to get it? Are we willing to let ourselves be petted? Are we willing to make a statement or make a presence of ourselves? A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people, they go in and they say, I want to borrow some money. Who are you? Well, I'm me and I'm so forth. Well, why should I give you money? You know? Well, because you give a lot of people money. Yes, but every person I give money to has been researched by my philanthropic team, you know, who check you out, see what you're doing. Well, I'm good, you know. That's nice. You go to my team and we'll see. Ah, if I have to do that, the heck with it, you know. So, the person goes away. Now, did they really want the money? Yes, they wanted the money, but did they want to have the responsibility of paying it back? No. Nope. They didn't want to be known at all. They didn't want to have their background known, how irresponsible they were. And this is sometimes like a cat, you know. Like a cat. Now, what is a cat for, besides looking pretty and being petted when you get a hold of them? Basically, it's to catch mice or rodents. Everyone has cats. Up here in the mountaintop, every household has 5 or 6 cats because they do seem to come and go. And they keep the rodent population down. Now, we don't do that. You know, if Katrina had really thought about it, she would have got herself a dozen cats down in the garden, and they would have patrolled that garden, and she would have had no rodents at all. She'd had no squirrels or rabbits or whatever, because the cats would take care of them. Now, is that true?
Yes,
it is indeed. But Katrina wanted to do it the natural way, you know, with fences and stuff like that. And I was interested in what you said about Brian's home, that there's a garden there with fence under the ground and fence around it and fence the top of it. And we never did hear how things grew there, you know, if they grew.
Beautiful.
Huh?
Yeah, they grew. Perfect.
Sometimes too much attention can keep things from growing, too. But I like the old couple at the river. The old couple at the river, they were like two old cats that just were down there. And at the river, the rodents could come in, and the squirrels could come in, the rabbits could come. But they did not. They did not. They had a beautiful garden on the river's bed. And the river was always dry, so it really no big deal. But they had a beautiful garden. And I said to Katarina, I said, how come they have a beautiful garden? She says, I don't know. I said, you do too. How do they have a beautiful garden?
Consciousness.
Consciousness, that's right. Consciousness. How do you have a lot of money?
Consciousness.
How do you have good health?
Consciousness.
How do you have good friends?
Consciousness.
My goodness, we should really talk about consciousness then, shouldn't we? Now, how does a cat be as successful as he is? Consciousness. A cat's not stupid. A cat may have a different type of brain than we do, but it's basically the same, and it's consciousness. Do you think a cat sits and looks at a hole because it wants to look at a hole? Or looks at a hole because a mouse might come out? And he's ready to attack. But he doesn't attack when the mouse comes out. He attacks the minute the mouse gets away from the hole. And then the mouse can't get back in time. And then the cat's successful. But you see, the cat knows what it's doing. You know what you're doing. We know what we're doing. Now, what about this puppy that we have here? My puppy snuggles into my bed because he loves me. And isn't that true? The puppy just loves Ellen has Button and Love down in the embassy. And whenever Ellen brings the dogs in, Love jumps into her bed and goes under the covers, and Button lays his head on top of her pillow. And if he can get his butt under the covers, that's good too. But he wants to get his head on her pillow. Now, why is that? He wants to smell Ellen. He thinks she smells nice, you know. And he does have good taste, that's true. But he smells Ellen's charisma,
divinity.
Vibration.
Huh?
Divinity. That's a good word for it. And so, when Ellen is getting ready to take a walk, she says, okay, let's take a walk, and they're right with her. Now, how do they know what walk means? Well, yeah, you have the leashes, that helps. But you say walk, and they're there. You say car, and they're there. Now, you don't say jump in the car, you don't say this, that. You just open the door, car. They know that that means that they're going to take a ride, and they jump in there. Now, is that an indication of the dog's love for you? Or is that just an indication of the training? Now, what if Ellen were to take a trip to the South Pole and be gone 6 months? What would the dogs do? Would they miss Ellen, or would they just transfer their affection to somebody else?
Right. They just put the Button puts the, his head on another.
On your pillow.
Yeah. Exactly.
So Button and Love come up here to the monastery, and the uni that is. And they lay themselves on your bed, you know, on your, if Love doesn't find a better chair. And then when they go down to the embassy, they do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're the masters. You heat the house for them. You cool the house for them. You prepare their food for them. They don't have to pay you one red cent. <you know? laughs> And everything you do is for those mutts. You put a giant fence all the way around the property, covering several acres, so the dogs have a place to run. Now, I tell you, they've got it made. They created that. They created that. And they're always creating. But a dog creates a little better than a cat. You know why? Nothing can hold a cat. When you get the door open and that cat's out, choom, it's out. It goes and does what it wants to do, and if it chooses to come back, it comes back, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. So, dog, on the other hand, he will mind. He will learn to behave. Perhaps a cat does too, but a dog will mind and learn to behave and be a happy member of the family. But my dog snuggles into my bed because he loves me. And as Button and Love, they just love to be with you girls, you know, wherever you may be. And you even sit there and you talk to them, drip, 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 baby talk, you know. They understand you. I mean, they're brilliant. They're really brilliant. You don't necessarily understand yourself, but they do. So, my dog snuggles into my bed because he loves me. And just remember, that's a symbol. That's an icon. Other people. Other people and animals and things snuggle into your bed because they love you. Now, do you want them there? You have to be very cautious, because otherwise you could have all sorts of things. I know I tell Ellen, please close your screen door on your office. And she says, oh, it's so lovely out, you know, and the breeze comes in. I said, Ellen, when you're not looking, some of the creepy crawlies can come into the house when the screen is open. And you can have a rattlesnake in your bed when you wake up in the morning and think to yourself, gee, it's a little cool, you know. But they do that.
They are not cool.
Oh, they're not cool?
No, they are very, very nice to touch.
You touched a warm one, huh?
We touched one. They had neighbors. They hadn't.
Mm-hmm. So, but you close the door.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just wise to do that. I know I have over at Rough Acres Ranch, we had several rattlesnakes in the house. And they had come there before we were there. And they're coiled up in the telephone cord, which was, you know, on the floor. We thought it was the telephone cord. It was a rattlesnake.
So,
and then we took the cushions out of the chairs that were there and found a few of them and to put them outside. But they had found a lovely place to live, you know. Very comfortable. Ella's going to pull the cushion out every time she sits on the davenport. Nice way to get the cushion straightened out, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
But my cat leaps on my bed because it loves my bed. Now, is that true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how can you put that to a beneficial cause for yourself? You sometimes are a cat and you sometimes are a dog. Sometimes you're loving the object you're working with, and sometimes you're loving the people you're working with. Do cats ever love people? Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yes, they do. Yeah, cats are affectionate to people. It's like Leslie's cat, my daughter-in-law. It's always been a house cat, and George is the cat's name. It's she. And it's always been a house pet, and it goes outside, but not very far, because it knows that I don't like this out here. I'm not surrounded by walls. But they know, and they love her. Every time I come to the house, the cat will come over by me and rub against me or jump on my lap or something. She doesn't do that, you know, and that's true. But when you love yourself,
everything comes to you,
and everything loves you. So think about these things. My dog snuggles into my bed because he loves me. My cat leaps onto my bed because it loves my bed. What kind of person are you, and what sort of modus operandi are you putting out? So be real careful that everything you do is something for love. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.